This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. government officials say the first COVID-19 vaccines will begin arriving in states Monday morning. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
General Gus Perna says he expects the first shipments to arrive Monday, with more over the following 2 days.
Within the next 24 hours, they will begin moving vaccine from the Pfizer manufacturing facility to the UPS and FedEx hubs. And then it will go out to the 636 locations nationwide.
Perna knows there won't be enough initial doses to vaccinate Americans for herd immunity.
We know that we are not done.
For those skeptical of the coronavirus vaccine, FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn says they didn't cut corners, just red tape.
I know the meticulousness of the review that the FDA has done. I will absolutely take this COVID-19 vaccine.
I'm Julie Walker.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said in a statement the country's military had located and exchanged fire with kidnappers who took as many as 400 students from a school on Friday. The gang, armed with AK-47s, stormed the government science secondary school in Kankara district about 9:40 p.m. local time on Friday. Buhari condemned the attack in his home state. Police and the military were still working to determine how many students out of the 800 at the school were kidnapped and missing. Katsina is plagued by violence, and the government attributes it to bandits, a loose term for gangs of outlaws who attack locals and kidnap for ransom. Attacks by Islamist militants are common in northeastern parts of Nigeria. At least one person was killed and two others injured when 10 rockets were fired at various parts of Afghanistan's capital city, Kabul, on Saturday. Local media reported that several areas of the city were hit, including near the airport. This